In my calculations, there are around 408 hours to go till Christmas Day. So I wonder if you are eagerly anticipating Christmas as we light that second Advent candle. Well, by the time they arrive in the third chapter of Luke, his readers will be tingling with anticipation. There have been two very special births, Jesus and John. And following Zechariah's wonderful outburst of praise at the end of chapter 1, we left John as a boy. And we read this: "The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the desert until he appeared publicly to Israel." Note that this doesn't mean that John actually grew up amongst the sand dunes. His parents lived in a small town in the hill country of Judea. And we left Jesus as a boy at the end of chapter 2. You'll remember that at the age of 12, he was found in the temple, in his father's house, as he told his anxious and bemused parents. And in the last verse of that chapter, we read that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favour with God and men. So a big question hangs over the reader at this point. And then? It's like a well-made Netflix drama which manages to finish an episode on a knife edge so that you carry on watching and get to bed ridiculously late. And so to our reading for today. Now, at the beginning of the Gospel, you might remember Luke promised his friend Theophilus an orderly account so that he might know the certainty of things you have been taught. He said, "Since I have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account." And so we have in these first verses in today's reading the first precise time marker for the events of the Gospels. And Luke is showing us very clearly here that this is history. This is not legend. That is important. So a little bit of the history. Tiberius, mentioned in our reading, succeeded Augustus as emperor on the 19th of August in AD 14. And this fits in with the other people who are mentioned in Luke's narrative. Pilate was procurator of Judea from AD 26 to 36. Herod Antipas reigned in Galilee, and he reigned from 4 BC till 39 AD. Philip ruled the northern Transjordanian territories from 4 BC to 34 AD. We know less about Lysanias of Abilene. He's a bit of a mystery man. And when we say ruled, we remember that the Tetrarchs only ruled with the approval of the imperial authorities. In the first century BC, the Roman legions had marched into the historic land of Israel. It was an occupied territory. Luke also introduces us to the character of Caiaphas, the high priest, and his father-in-law Annas. And like the Tetrarchs, the high priests served at the pleasure of the Romans. They had become political rather than religious figures, despised by many Jews at the time. So it's a very volatile political background. And it's against this background that John the Baptist bursts onto the scene with five words that will herald the most momentous event in human history. Verse 2, the word of God came. Five words which broke a prophetic silence of 400 years, the length of time which has passed between now and the reign of James I. The word of God came. Five words which draw a striking contrast between the kingdoms of this world and the new kingdom which will come through Christ. The word of God came. It came to John as Luke reveals John's true identity and purpose, which is the fulfillment, the exact fulfillment of Isaiah's 700-year-old prophecy. We read in Isaiah 40, a voice of one calling, "In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord." Let's go on and dwell on the words in verse 3 for a moment. A baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. You know, John called people to do more than simply say sorry. The word repentance used here is from the Greek metanoia, and it means a lot more than repentance or feeling sorry for past deeds. John called people, as did Jesus, to a change of mind and heart, to an inner transformation which bore visible fruit. He challenged tax collectors to stop collecting more than they should. He challenged soldiers to stop extorting money from people, values of a new kingdom to come. John was offering a sort of ritual purification, but it was one that came from the inside. And this echoes the words of Jesus, who reminded us many times of the glaring contrast between a merely external, superficial attempt to please God and the purity he demands within our hearts. John's purpose was to prepare the way for the Messiah. And I think that in this season of Advent, he still does. I think those words in verse 4 are as relevant to us as they were to John's listeners. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. It's a shout of joy, anticipation, excitement. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. This passage prompts us, I think, to consider our own spiritual roads. Are there some potholes, some boulders blocking the way, some bits which need re-tarmacked? Or have we perhaps just wandered off the road a bit through apathy, disappointment, or dare I say it, laziness? John and Charles Wesley founded a club at Oxford University in 1729. And it was rather disparagingly referred to as the Holy Club. And the members pledged to ask themselves 22 questions a day about their spiritual lives. 22 questions a day. The questions were designed to keep them on a straight spiritual road. And they're great questions, actually, for Advent. So I'm going to share just 5 of them with you. Because giving a talk like this always challenges me to do something myself. So I've sort of pledged that I'm going to concentrate each day in Advent on just one of those questions and reflect on it and see where that takes me on my journey. And join me on reflecting on one of those questions each day. So the questions are these. Is Christ real to me today? How do I spend my spare time? Ouch. Did the Bible live in me today? Am I enjoying prayer? And a really good one as we approach Christmas. Do I pray about the money I spend? 408 hours to go till Christmas Day. And my prayer for all of us is that we may use them well to prepare the way for the Lord in our hearts and recapture the joy of this special season. Amen.